Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got a trip for you to Tradewinds Island Resorts on St. Pete Beach, Florida's west coast, where you can just let go for 4 days, 3 nights, coming up in about 40 minutes.
West coast?
All you got to do is play 6 seconds from the beach, okay? We're going to play you a montage from a famous artist. And all you got to do is tell us the songs that are in that montage.
Come on, man. Play it now. I want to hear it.
I'm so bad at this.
You know what? We will do that for you because the early bird gets the hookup.
All right. Well, I'm still
bad. We changed up
the
saying. All right. This is it for today, okay?
Okay.
And I'll write your name. I'm lightning on my feet.
Obviously, Taylor Swift.
I was going to say, I know who it is.
Right. And what makes it difficult is we all know the songs. We guarantee you we all know the songs. It's so well blended.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just hand this trip over.
No.
All nilly-willy. Like, all easy and stuff. We got to make it a little difficult.
It's willy-nilly, not nilly-willy.
Who's nilly-willy?
I don't know who nilly-willy is, but it's willy-nilly.
You know, one day I'll get these sayings right.
It's willy-nilly.
Sometimes I feel like Sofia Vergara on Modern Family.
Uh-huh.
She does that all the time on there, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So your trip to Florida coming up in about 40 minutes. Not nilly-willy?
Can't be going all nilly-willy on our friends.
I've been saying it wrong all these years.
Willy comes before nilly.
Yeah.
Why? What? Why doesn't Willy get to go?
Willy's the first name. It's Willy, and his last name's Nilly.
Really?
Willy-nilly.
Huh. Interesting. All right, so we got a throwback Thursday for you today, Kid Nation. This happened 8 years ago on this day. And it changed a cast member's life. Now, obviously, it might have some attachment to what went on this week. Maybe an announcement. Kelly is the one that got it right during the break.
Yeah, it took me just a couple. Yeah. I took about a minute to talk it out.
I'm thinking, I don't have like a 15-year-old kid. So.
Kelly, what did you think it was?
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
The day you announced that you got engaged.
That is absolutely correct, Kelly Raspberry.
Because I remember you got engaged on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And this is a few days after Valentine's Day.
Now, you guys remember how we responded to Kelly's engagement news? We were very excited.
Oh, news trucks, everything.
Well, I would like to tell you that it was the same thing when I announced mine.
Well, we'll have to give the backstory on this later, maybe. I don't know if it'll all play out on the playback.
Listen to how excited the Raspberry is.
I'm engaged.
Yay!
Okay.
Wow. All right, so...
Because tell why.
Because Kid made us withhold evidence. You'll listen to it in the Throwback Thursday for today.
I would like the person on the phone to say the two words that they are now, their current state. It is two words that they were not a couple days ago. Do you understand what I'm saying? Person on the phone, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, you ready? Just yell out those two words. Now.
I'm engaged.
Yay.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
Are you engaged to someone we know?
Yes.
That's Kinsey.
Oh, good for you.
It's Kinsey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, when did this happen?
In the Bahamas.
Why didn't y'all say anything? You recorded it?
Yep.
Oh, that's
you made
zebra.
Him record it for a bit.
No, I wanted a video of it and how bad I screwed up.
Okay, so it happened on Saturday.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I said because I was so nervous. I had a whole list of things.
You weren't good.
I had a little speech.
You didn't even act excited on Sunday when we saw you.
You know what? I asked them if they could keep it a secret.
They said they did.
Mm-hmm. Kinsey, it was killing you, wasn't it?
It was killing me because I wanted to put on my beautiful ring and I wanted to tell everybody on Valentine's Day in the Bahamas, yay, I got engaged, and then I couldn't.
That would be like when Kelly was trying to have a baby if you walked up and said, hey, I'm having a baby.
Why couldn't they just tell us and then you could make the announcement? We could have kept it a secret on the air.
Because I wanted to surprise you guys.
Kinsey wanted to see her ring.
Yeah, well, you'll see it.
Well, when am I going to see her?
Soon.
Kelly, I know how rational you are. I knew you were going to say that exact same thing. Why didn't you just tell me?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so what happened? How'd you do it?
After Secondhand Serenade,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
We enlisted John Vesely from Secondhand Serenade to help out with this.
Okay.
We set that up weeks ago.
And I practiced my little speech that I had, in the bathroom in front of the mirror.
So this happened in the suite?
No.
The bridge?
No. Oh, no. Okay. So we're in that bridge suite with Secondhand Serenade, and he's performing for us. We recorded that, play it later. And afterwards, JC ran off to go do this with Kenzie.
Yeah.
And I walked to that little bar area in the casino that sells sandwiches and sat there. And Kenzie was there. And I'm like, oh, no, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, JC had gone off to make sure everything was all set up. So there's a whole little crowd over there in on it, people from the hotel and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Glad everybody else was in on it.
All right.
Kelly, Kelly, this is not about me and you.
Me.
Okay.
That's cool. I wonder how it happened.
So Kenzie was like, hey, come with us to lunch, kid. I'm like, no, you guys, it's Valentine's Day. You go, no, kid, please come. I'm not even hungry.
Yeah.
And JC's like, let's go to this little place. I found a little place over here we can eat. And Kenzie's like, no. I don't want to eat right now.
Yeah, I'm not hungry.
While I was sitting in my room with my feelings hurt all day because I was waiting for the phone call from JC and Kenzie.
Me.
Because Shanda's like, I'm going to run into town. I said, well, I'm going to stay here because JC and Kenzie are supposed to call and let us know what's going on. We're trying to meet him to go down the Lazy River.
I know. I got scared to hang out with you or Al because I was scared that I was going to bring it up or somebody else around us was going to bring it up.
I was going to bring it up, but I didn't want to put JC on the spot like that.
Right. Okay. You want to hear it? Let's play it.
Okay.
Let's play it. Because there's a whole backstory, too, about the ring and stuff that even Kenzie doesn't know.
Right.
All right, let's do it.
Gonna get married, going to the chapel, and we're gonna get married.
This is probably why I've been weird all weekend. That we should probably go, I guess we're growing.
Okay, what are you saying? We're going separate directions.
I was trying to make it, you know, you gave me the little idea. You should make it at first like you're breaking up. So I had this whole thing like should be like our last vacation as boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
You know?
Right.
This might be our last Valentine's
Day. Now, where's that guitar coming from?
That's John. And he's walking up.
Secondhand Serenade's walking up on the guitar.
And he's just strumming while I'm proposing, I guess.
Does she have any idea at that point when she sees him?
She's, at first,
Kenzie,
she thought I was breaking up
with her. My back was to him, so I didn't even really notice what was going on.
Okay.
No.
And you've been there for 7 years almost with me. I need the proof. And you've never strayed. And we've never broken up. And I already called your dad. And he said it was okay for me to do this. So what I'm asking, Kenzie, is Kenzie Lee Wilson, will you give me this little tiny promise that I got you? And will you marry me?
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh.
What's crunching?
We're hugging.
Oh, hi, John.
Okay, now Josh and everybody's on the other side.
Mm-hmm. And they're clapping.
And then they start clapping.
Hi, Rob.
They said no.
No.
Yeah.
I was such a mess. I forgot everything I wanted to say. I forgot to get on one knee.
Oh, my God. You just messed up every step of this. JC,
tell him how he messed up.
No, it's funny. It's funny.
You don't know how nervous I was that whole day.
Yes, I do know. I talked to you about it. JC, the day before, sends Kenzie a picture of the ring by accident to her phone. He meant to send it to his mom.
On Friday, right before we went on the trip, I called my mom, and I'm like, hey, Mom, I'm going to be doing this finally.
Oh.
You know, it's a perfect spot. It's in the Bahamas. It's Valentine's Day, so I got the ring, and I'm going to do it. And my mom's like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. I want to see the ring. So I'm like, okay, I'll take a picture with my phone, and I'll send it to you.
So he sends it to Kenzie, and then he's like, oh, crap, and he immediately calls his homeboy and says, all right, you're getting married to your girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
And you sent me the picture, and I forwarded it to Kenzie. That's the story. Got it? He's like, got it. All right.
That's it. Because I sent it, and my mom never hit me back. I'm like, dang, my mom sucks. She's not calling me. She's not texting me, telling me how pretty it is. I was like, did I do something wrong?
Kenzie, what did you think when you got it, Kenzie?
Well, I was sitting in class, and I was like, is this his way of asking me to get married? I was like, that's really lame. Picture of him text message. And then I was, like, freaking out because I had to sit in class for another hour and a half. So I text him, hey, what is this? No
she's
answer.
Like, she's like, it's pretty.
Hello?
What is this?
Hello? Yeah. Hello? No answer.
And JC's going, oh, God.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm about to jump off my balcony. I'm like, dang it.
Right.
So I was setting up that whole thing.
And then I hear back from him, like, 2 hours later.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it's Eric's fiance's ring.
And you bought it.
I know what you think about it.
You believe that? I believed it. You believed it 100%. Yeah.
She didn't even realize it until after, like, on Sunday I brought it up. I'm like, oh, do you remember that text I sent you? That was actually the ring. It's like, oh, I totally forgot about that.
That's going to make your life so much easier down the road.
Yeah.
She forgets things real easily.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, Kenzie, there's drama here that you don't even know about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not drama, it's a little backstory.
Yeah. When did you buy, have you told her this?
No, I haven't told her. It was a little surprise.
Right. When did you buy an engagement ring for Kenzie?
I bought an engagement ring probably about 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Ooh.
2 years ago.
Yeah. You know.
Wow. You bought it or you put it in the layaway?
He bought it.
I bought it.
Uh-huh.
He's had that. He's had a ring for 2 years.
Yeah.
Wasn't exactly sure.
But Kenzie.
I was. I just wanted
to.
Take
you off.
I had to. I put down some and then I had to pay it off a little bit because, you know. Yeah.
Kenzie.
Yes.
That ring you're wearing is not the ring he bought you 2 years ago.
It's not?
What happened to that one?
No.
Who'd you get that one to, though?
Yeah.
Did you upgrade after you got a little pay raise or something?
The first ring I had, well, my childhood best friend, I called him and I said, you know what, man, I finally got a good gig and I think I'm ready to propose to Kenzie. And he's like, awesome, man. Well, my girl is interning at this jeweler and she's got a hookup with this guy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, awesome, dude. Okay. So he sends me a few pictures of rings. He emails them to me and I'm like, so I pick out the one I like.
Yeah.
And I pretty much give them a little down payment, and they end up getting it for me. We set up a little payment plan. Yeah.
And at that time, you're talking about a ring that cost, like, let's say maybe 15 to 20% of your annual income.
Right.
Annual?
At the time, yeah.
At the time.
Yeah, 15 to 20% of his annual income.
Is that equivalent? No, 3 month salary would be 25%. So, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So he comes in to me and says, let's do this again. And I'm like, all for it. You know?
Yeah.
On the air part. The other part's none of my business.
Right.
I would love to see you guys be married.
And the thing is that we were going on this work trip, and I wanted to make sure it was cool with you. I didn't want it to be a distraction.
To bring Kenzie.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So JC whips out the ring, and we're like, oh, okay.
You guys actually said you did a good job. I'm surprised.
Nicely done. Okay.
But then kid's like, I got this lady
I said, do you have the papers for the ring? He's like, yeah. So he brings the papers down, and I'm looking at the ring, like, really closely, and it looks like it's a little jacked up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know what? I've got this friend that might be able to help you and take this in trade and maybe give you something good because her prices are so good. And so
yeah.
Everybody has a friend who's a jeweler.
Yeah.
Her name is Sue Gregg.
Right.
And she's so nice.
Yeah. Yes.
So I said, JC, let's go see her. I call her up, and I'm like, can you take the ring in trade? And then, you know.
I'll pay difference.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
JC will pay the difference. And then I said, he's like, what if I can't pay the difference? I said, I can loan you the difference, and then you can pay me back on some sort of payment plan or whatever so that Kenzie can get the ring that, you know.
She deserves.
That she deserves. Right.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So off we go to the jeweler.
So we went over there. She busts out this ring, and she's like, this is what I picked out. Because it's like, you know, I told her what I liked.
I don't even want to know.
I didn't want to know either because I knew that once I saw it, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, we had to put glasses on.
Nah, there's no way I can fire JC. I can keep him here until he pays me back for this thing.
Oh, good looking out, JC.
Smart, right?
I may have to get a loan myself.
Yeah. And so she opens
but
this thing.
But I knew Sue would do us right.
And it was just bang. And so she just got to grab the ring that I had and close
it away.
The lid and put it next to her.
She goes, oh, just take it.
I'm like, really?
Shut up.
Yes. She did. So JC,
I'm wearing a free ring.
No, because I paid for the other one.
He paid a bundle for the first ring.
Yeah,
a bundle. He's out a bunch.
Why did you tell that story?
Why not?
Because that makes it less special. No, she knows
it doesn't.
It's a free ring.
Well, it's not
free.
It's not
paid.
Believe me, it's not free.
Yeah,
he has to buy stuff from her for the rest of his life. So Kenzie. Dude. You're going to get hooked up every 3 months with something.
Oh, yeah.
From Sue Gregg.
She gave me a really cute little zip-up sweatshirt, too.
How about that?
Yeah, a little hoodie.
It is so pretty. I'm obsessed with it.
Are you ever taking it off?
No, not yet.
No.
And you'll clean it every day, like 15 times a day for a while. Fun. You'll be driving the car, and your hand will be on the steering wheel. We'll be like, yeah. Where's my hand?
Really? Is that what women do?
That's what they do until they find out they've got a free ring. Why'd you tell that story?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are about 20 minutes away from Trip a Day.
Yay!
You want to head on off to Florida? All you got to do is tell us what songs Taylor Swift is singing.
And I'll write your name. I'm lightning on my feet.
Woo! That's a tough one.
I got the first one in the last.
There's just one in the middle. I'm just like, what's the title? What's the title?
We'll tell you.
Three out of four.
Three out of four?
Yes, I can't. I'm like, I have to sing the whole song to get to the chorus.
I know.
Yeah.
And then I forget what I'm singing.
And then you can't decipher which ones are. Yeah. Well, we'll tell you when to call in about 20 minutes, and then you'll win that trip. I know it's tough, but, you know, it's a trip. It's just handed out like that.
To Florida.
Now, in today's dramatic episode of the Snapchat Bachelor, there's a cook-off. And here's your host, Caroline Harrison.
Probably the most dramatic Snapchat Bachelor of all time.
Is it really?
No.
No, yes. You say yes.
Yes, it is.
Of course it is, Caroline.
Who used my headphones before this? Someone with a big head, because I can't fit my head in here.
That's the community headphones.
Yeah, but it's literally, like, it's falling off of me.
Somebody might have just accidentally stretched it. Yeah. I don't think we have that many big-headed people here, do we?
Well, you never know. Y'all don't work back there with me.
Yeah, true.
So tell us about this Snapchat Bachelor, Caroline.
Tell us about Mitchell.
Okay, we're just now tuning in.
Recap, girl.
Mitchell's one of my good guy friends who I posted his picture on Snapchat a while ago, and I said, he's single, and here's his number, ladies. And we had such an overwhelming response.
Girls were like that. They're like, oh, Mitchell.
That so many women just wanted to date Mitchell. So I said, you know what? I'm going to turn this into a bit and make sure that I really embarrass him.
Turn your love life into a bit, Mitchell.
Yeah. So we put out applications. About 100 girls applied, and we narrowed it down to 10. And each week we have been voting one off. They have to do Snapchat challenges every week.
Uh-huh.
And he's still not met any of these girls,
he doesn't
right?
get to meet them until there's three.
And
top
we're
three.
Down to five?
Five. We'll be voting one off today.
Okay.
Whoa.
So each week they do a challenge, and the listeners get to vote on immunity. So one, they pick who's safe.
Okay.
Every week.
Now, they do hometown visits on The Bachelor. This will be like face-to-face?
Yeah. Like I'm going to arrange dates
okay.
for them.
That's the equivalent.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So, this week, their challenge was a cooking challenge.
Mm-hmm. You love cooking, too.
Huh?
You love cooking.
I do, yeah. So, it was fun for me. And Mitchell loves to
So, they're just cooking. They'd have a mess. So, they're not necessarily cooking for him. They're just kind of cooking their
No, I said, like,
meal.
What would you make Mitchell if he came over on a Tuesday night?
I got you. Okay, I got it.
So, let's start with Alex. So, Alex, her nickname is Mother Teresa because she's the one that, like, saves children in Guatemala and stuff. So hers
and stuff.
Hers was first.
Pretty sure I said in my bio that I can't cook, but I mean, you can cook for me anytime.
So what she's doing is pouring Captain Crunch in a bowl with some
She's using silk.
Goes back to earlier in the show when the lady said how you trap a man is you don't feed him a gourmet meal.
Yeah.
Well, she probably just can't cook, you know, and that's okay. Not everyone can cook.
She's trying.
You can watch these videos on Kid TV as we're speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll have them up at KidNation.com as well so you can catch up with all Snapchat Bachelor.
Yes. So the next is Ashley. Ashley, her nickname is Miss Queso because she moved to New York and moved back here because she said she missed Queso. And she is a fan favorite. She has won immunity 2 weeks in a row. Huh.
Really?
All so right. Here's hers.
Hey, Mitchell. I have prepared spaghetti with my mom's homemade sauce recipe, some Caesar salad, and, of course, wine. Cheers.
She's so freaking cute.
She's so perky.
Yeah.
Mom's homemade recipe.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love that.
We need to change her nickname to Reese Witherspoon. She's so adorable.
Now, is Mitchell, is he attracted to perky all the time?
Every guy is attracted to perky.
He likes perky.
Everybody likes perky? Because I have not seen her not perky.
She's very perky. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, I'm just saying. But
he likes perky. Here's his thing. And this is why I felt the need to help him is he goes for the same, like, Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, like...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But, like, very hot, but,
they're
like,
perky.
Doesn't necessarily treat him very well.
You're very perky.
So this is what I was trying to do, was find him a nice girl that would be sweet to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ashley is sweet and perky.
Can you imagine the rapper Lil Perky? so upbeat.
Okay, so next we have Elizabeth, and Elizabeth I knew was going to kill this because she has an Instagram, like, of all of her food. So I did not do this to, like, play to her. I just did this, and then she killed it. So.
Well, is she your favorite, Caroline Craddock?
I can't have a favorite. I'm Chris Harrison. I'm neutral.
Good answer.
Thank you. So Elizabeth made something really yummy looking.
As you know, I like to cook, so I made my favorite brunch food, chicken and waffles.
Cheers.
Shout out.
So she made a Captain Crunch chicken, fried chicken.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch crusted white chicken breast, and then with white gravy and
waffles. Fried chicken is an art.
And she put, like, leaves on top of that.
Yeah. It's a garnish. Yeah. It's not leaves. She put leaves on top.
Yeah,
of
look at her.
It's leaves. Winter. It's winter.
All fancy.
Yeah,
you know it's fancy when there's leaves on top of the food.
Right. Yeah. Leaves.
As you can tell, I'm extremely
you're
awesome
culinary.
In the kitchen.
Yes. Yeah, you're a culinary yeah. expert.
Thank you.
Okay, so next we have Kristen, whose nickname is Cowgirl, because she went her original picture, she has had a little cowgirl hat on, and she's blonde. And if you remember last week, Kelly kind of called her out because it looked like she had a filter with her last challenge.
The pretty filter.
Yes, the pretty
Kelly,
filter.
Yeah, they can use right. the pretty filter because it's Snapchat. That's what we think.
You know, because then you meet them real
you
person.
Don't what, you don't know what you got.
And
you don't know what you
that,
got, man.
You know, it's, you're still attractive, but it's like, what's up with the glossy halo effect?
Know, yeah, we need to know what we
want. I always look like that.
Your eyes aren't quite as big as they were in that Snapchat, my dear.
The pretty filter just smooths.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah.
I saw one that gives them
smooths.
Big eyes.
It makes your eyes
but
really big.
But the pretty one smooths and like
yeah.
Thins your face, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
I'm telling you.
Huh. Okay.
So here's Kristen.
All right.
My homemade enchiladas look so good coming out of the oven. They don't even need a filter.
Oh, thanks. Right. Snapback.
Hey, I like her.
I want a snapback. She heeded my advice.
Those enchiladas did look good,
that
though.
That was cute.
Very cheesy enchiladas.
All right.
Okay.
Mm.
Next is Robin. Robin's our little comedian that has something funny every single week, and she never disappoints. So here's Robin's.
I made a garlic and pesto baked chicken with some aggressively hand-mashed jalapeno potatoes with asparagus seasoned with the world's finest salt and pepper on a gold platter.
With the world's finest salt and pepper.
Aggressively mashed potatoes.
On a gold platter.
On a gold platter.
Huh.
I love the placement of the asparagus.
How do we know these girls didn't just go to the store and get this?
We don't.
We don't.
Okay. It'd be smart if they did, though.
Totally. Does a man really care as long as he's got it in front of him?
Yeah, he's not eating it. He's just looking at it. Yeah, so that would have been easy.
You know what I mean?
All right, so who do you guys think won immunity this week?
I,
personally. Reese Witherspoon, because she's the fan favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to vote for her. Well, that was the spaghetti, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was Ashley.
I'm going with spaghetti. My own spaghetti.
I'm going to have to go with the enchiladas that Kristen made.
Oh, you messed me.
Because they look deliciously cheesy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
We are ready. Hold on, let me get the drummer in here.
The drum roll.
Yeah. He only works once a week.
Yeah. All right, yeah. JC.
All right.
You were right.
Whoa.
Kristen took immunity this week.
Kristen? Enchiladas.
No filter. Enchiladas.
Nickname.
No filter. Cowgirl.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So she's sticking around one more week.
Yep.
Does that mean definitely face-to-face time?
No, she wins next week.
Next week, okay.
She'll make it to next week for sure.
Okay.
And now we're going to kick somebody out?
Yeah.
Who gets eliminated?
It gets harder and harder
every
week.
Who are you kicking out?
And this has, I would like to say it has nothing to do with this challenge. It's just kind of overall.
And this is voted on by?
I'm betting it's the cereal.
This is going by the listeners and Mitchell.
Okay.
Cereal.
Yeah, Kelly, you're right. It's a cereal. Yeah. So, Miss
Ladies in that book are wrong.
Mother Teresa.
Oh.
Proving our point.
Yeah, Captain Crunch. You can't feed your man Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
You
can't just not everything. Try.
Yeah.
Expect everything to be all nilly willy.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you can, that whole you can cook for me thing. Nah.
No.
Nope.
She's being too aggressive.
Yep.
Yeah. Backfired.
Okay. All right.
What's our
funny girl Alex is gone, and now we got another challenge for next week.
We have another challenge for now. I wanted to get y'all's opinion on this because I need a little help because I'm kind of starting to run out of ideas. because it needs to get better and better every week. So I kind of thought maybe like a joke challenge would be funny or like tell your favorite story. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I like the joke because that probably will help with the Snapchat action.
Girls are terrible at telling jokes.
Typically. Not all girls. Amy Schumer's pretty good at it. Okay, Tina Fey is great. Sarah Silverman.
We're talking about
Kelly Raspberry.
Joke. I'm not a good joke teller. I can't remember jokes.
I mean, I like the whole, I woke up like this literally with no filter, how you look when you wake up in the morning.
That would be pretty good.
That's bold.
If they're willing to do that. They do it on The Bachelor. We see them without their makeup, sitting there.
Some of them sleep in their makeup.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah.
I'm down with joke or that's how I wake up.
I woke up like this.
Yeah.
I woke up like this.
That's kind of funny. If they embrace it.
I woke up like this. I woke up like this. It is.
Okay.
We're going to see what these girls. No filter, girls.
Like this.
And so they just to take a selfie or a little quick video.
Laying in bed first thing in the morning. And you just got to say.
Well, you can do it however you want.
I woke up like this.
Make it funny, but.
Yeah.
Oh, you think they're going to go sexy on it?
I would.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go sexy.
There is nothing sexy looking about the way I look up when I wake up in the morning.
Thank God Snapchat doesn't have a smell filter. Oh. That would not be good.
Oh, the dragon breath?
Teeth.
Oh, boy.
You could. Some days are worse than others, right? You taste it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, there you go. Our next challenge is I woke up like this.
And then after that, the hometown bit.
And then we'll see who gets to meet Mitchell.
I'm getting some good dates.
You
planned.
Are?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you're going to pick one out for each person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many dates will you go on?
Three.
Oh, okay.
3 dates.
All right.
Okay.
I might need some help because I don't really, you know, go on dates.
You don't go on
I know what one is, I think, but I may need some help.
Okay. We could help you out with that.
We got
and you could send Caroline ideas if you want. And also follow along the Snap Batch.
B-A-C-H. The Snap Batch.
On Snapchat.
Got it.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thanks, y'all.
How would you like to head on off to Florida?
I would love that.
Trip a day. We'll tell you when to call next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tomorrow at 7:50 Central. Ice Cube is going to be calling the show.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. What's going?
Ice Cube. All right.
Got a movie coming out.
Yeah.
Looks good, too.
About getting in a fight. Looks pretty funny. Talk to Ice Cube tomorrow, see how he's doing.
Love it, love it, love it.
And it's time to give away that trip to Florida. 6 seconds from the beach. All you got to do is give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take call number 13 to play 6 seconds from the beach. All you got to do is tell us what songs Taylor Swift is singing here.
And I'll write your name. I'm lightning on my feet.
Oh, I got three. I still can't get that fourth one, even though I know I know it.
I am not good with Taylor titles.
I know it. I just can't get it.
Doggone it.
Little Squirrel Lovers United Together action going on right now.
What is it?
Squirrel Lovers United Together, my organization that tells you about the good that squirrels bring to the world.
S-L-U-T. Okay.
Yeah. All
right. What kind of good?
How about this? This nice little squirrel. A guy in Idaho named Adam Pearl has a pet squirrel. Great.
Jealous.
And he just found out the thing is an attack squirrel. Someone broke into his house, stole a bunch of stuff. Hmm. When the cops caught him, he had scratches all over his hand.
We're still working on the being nice to people part. But maybe I shouldn't work on that too much because he obviously took care of the house.
She said while she was questioning the individual, he had scratches on his hand. So she asked him, "So did you get that from the squirrel?" And he says, "Yeah, damn thing kept attacking me. And wouldn't stop until I left."
Nobody can believe it, because who can say they have a squirrel that guards their house? Which is crazy. You can't ask for much more than that. He's a pain in the butt, but he's great.
So he attacked a burglar.
But he didn't.
Huh.
I mean, he stole stuff. Yeah, he stopped him, but he injured him. It's not like you get out of there with everything and no injuries.
He did what he could.
Yeah. In fact, the burglar probably left because the squirrel was attacking him.
Yeah.
So squirrel saves the day again.
Hmm. Way to go, squirrels.
Yeah.
Squirrels rule. Boys drool.
And you still have a cat?
I do. I do still
have a cat.
I thought
you were getting rid of that cat.
I want to.
But you hate the cat.
I hate cats.
Not everybody loves cats.
I know.
Not everybody's a cat person.
I couldn't do a cat. I couldn't.
Cats are the cutest little things when they're kittens.
Yes, they are.
They're so cute. Love them. But he's not a kitten anymore. Now he's like a teenage cat.
Yeah.
And he's just annoying, and he claws everything.
And he misbehaves
all the time. He freaking gets poop on his paws when he's in his litter box sometimes and gets it all over the bathroom. Guess who has to clean it up? I do.
Yep.
And then he, for some reason, his name's Amigo, by the way. That's why my wife wanted him. We rescued him because he was living under a boat. He attached himself to me. So he wants me all the time. And he attacks my wife if she tries to lay by me. He attacked her. He attacked her face the other day in bed.
So he can't tell that you don't like cats.
Yeah,
like a dog could probably tell.
Yeah,
I think
cats don't care.
No, cats don't care. I tell him like, please get off the couch, and I'll pick him up, put him down. He'll jump right back up, put his butt in my face.
There you go. Yeah, cats do what they want.
And cat butts are the grossest. At least dogs are all clean. They scoot their butt on the carpet and get rid of whatever's going on. But the cats just always have something going on in the butt.
Dude, who in your house likes the cat? Does your wife like the cat? Do your kids like the cat?
It's like, isn't that bothering you? You know? What, Jenna?
Who likes the cat?
My daughter.
Okay.
My daughter loves the cat.
But she's too young to take care of the cat.
Yeah, she's three. Every day she comes in.
Have her clean the cat's butt.
She can't clean the butt. She already.
Teach her.
She ends up with a pinky on the butt every time she picks him up. And then she got pink eye, remember? I blame the cat.
Yeah, that's probably where it came from.
So it's going well with him.
So what's the verdict? I mean, what's the end? At the end of the day, you're still going to keep it.
Oh, they got a cat.
Yeah, we're gonna keep him. We're gonna keep. I feel bad when you rescue somebody or something. You don't want to just.
Dude,
I did. I mean, I rescued two pugs, and he was miserable. And everyone still asks me what happened to Butters, but he was suicidal. You know, he was not happy with me. So it was a hard decision. But after a bit, I'm like, he's not happy here. If the cat's happy, then. Dude, whatever, but if you don't like the cat or want to take care of it, it's not a bad thing.
Give it to somebody.
Yeah, it's not bad to give it to someone who wants it.
Go to the grocery store, get some groceries, and leave your door open so that you can tell Kenzie, hey,
the cat got out?
The cat got out. And, you know, you don't have to straight leave it out.
Well, great news.
You don't have to leave it out in the woods or anything somewhere.
No.
The cat did get out.
Oh, he did?
And,
yeah, you had your out.
But he came back.
I always take your out. Oh.
Yeah. He came back.
All right.
He got out. My daughter left the door, but he got out. And then I was like, oh, well, it's been a few hours. I guess he's gone.
Well, now he's going to be outside inside, cat.
No, he's going to be he's indoor. I'm not letting him bring in dead birds in here. No way.
Oh, boy. Oh.
I can only put up with the butt. That's it.
Save that.
All right. Let's play 6 seconds from the beach.
All right.
Your chance to go to Trade Winds Island Resorts on St. Pete Beach. Let's meet our first contestant. I'm looking at my phone log right now, and... that is you, Haley. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited, y'all.
What up?
What are you up to right now?
I'm supposed to be in class, but I was like, I'm good at Taylor Swift. I better get these right, so I'm going to wait and try to get it right.
I love that. I'm good at Taylor Swift.
She knows all of her songs. Yeah.
What class do you have right now?
I'm supposed to be in criminology at Ooh. LSU.
Ooh. What do you want to be with that?
Go Tigers. Wow.
It's kind of strange, actually. I'm actually going to be a teacher.
Okay.
Okay, but it's just a fun class.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of something fun to take.
You'll always be able to tell who steals the erasers and the pencils.
Yeah, those are always stolen, the erasers.
That's important.
Kids always be stealing that stuff. All right, here's how the game works. We're going to play you the songs, okay? Now, you got to tell us what songs are in there. You get them all right, you go on the trip. It's that simple. You'll have 6 seconds to guess after we play it for you, okay?
All right.
All right.
Here's a hint. They're all Taylor Swift songs.
And you're good at Taylor Swift, so you should be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
Right. I'm ready.
And I'll write your name. I'm lightning on my feet. Uh-oh. I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
All right, Haley, your 6 seconds start now.
We are never getting back together. Shake it off. Blank space and teardrops on my guitar.
Oh!
Close.
Ooh, so
close.
So close.
Mm.
I'll give you this. You are good at Taylor Swift, but unfortunately, you were one
off. She got the same three I got. But I knew that last one. Well, I'm not going to say which one.
Yeah.
The one she said, I was like, that's not it.
Oh, man. Huh. Yeah, Haley, have fun in class, okay?
Sorry, Haley.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for playing with us.
Go Tigers.
It was tough. Hey.
I'm going it.
I know the answers now, so I could be all Alex Trebekie on you.
Yeah. But
she told you. Yeah.
Yeah, I got him right here.
Oh, Robert told you.
Robert told me. All right, let's go. Contestant two, Jessica, welcome to the game.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Doing great. Are you skipping anything right now like Haley was?
Actually, I'm at work.
Okay, perfect.
But
okay.
I'm totally on break, so if anybody's listening, I'm on break.
She's on break. I wink.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Totally
just
wink.
Got there.
We got you.
Yeah, early break.
Yeah, right.
You're totally not getting paid right now for this.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so we'll play you this again. You got to give it to us in 6 seconds. I'll tell you when you can start, okay? You go.
And I'll write your name. I'm lightning on my feet. Uh-oh. I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
All right, Jessica, 6 seconds now.
Blank space, shake it off, 22, and I need you in trouble.
Oh, so close.
Jay-Z's. Oh, he's into this game.
Yeah, yeah.
So close.
Oh,
I know, because it's so close, and I really want to send everyone to
Wow.
Florida. You're one off,
are
Jessica.
You just that passionate about this contest or that passionate about Taylor Swift?
He's in anguish.
Yeah.
Isn't he? Just look
he
at
bent
him.
Over. You just lunged.
I lunged.
You were having a physical reaction
in those
to this
tight
contest.
Jeans. How did you even get down like that?
They stretch. Yeah, I'm stretching.
A lycra.
Oh, Jessica, thank you for playing. You're one off, okay? Oh, man. Gonna have to move on to the third one. Kirsten?
Yes.
Are you there?
Good morning.
Hi,
good morning.
Kirsten. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What are you up to?
I am at work as well.
Okay, cool. Are you on break also?
No.
Okay,
no,
cool.
This is more important.
Thank you for being honest with us. All right, we'll play you those songs again, and then I'll tell you when your 6 seconds start. Here you go.
And I'll write your name. I'm lighting on my feet.
All right, 6 seconds start now.
Blank Space, Shake It Off, 22, and We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
That is correct! Yeah!
JC is so relieved.
Hey, oh my God!
Yay!
Yeah, you just won, Kirsten?
I am so excited. I'm shaking.
Now, Kirsten, are you married?
I am almost divorced, but
okay,
that's worth celebrating.
Okay, I was just throwing out there because you have a trip for four, so now it can be a girl's trip.
It can be a divorce party.
Yeah, girl's trip.
Yeah. I'm for Ascot, Jenna.
Hey.
Hey, Jenna.
Yeah. Oh, take a divorce. I mean, that's people do divorce parties.
Or whatever.
Now.
We ask everyone that.
I know.
Okay, so, well, anyway, get girlfriends together. That's what I would do because you're going to get to take three other people, including yourself, to Tradewinds Island Resorts on St. Pete Beach.
Yay.
4 days, three nights, 14 restaurants. Dress up some of the nights. Some are on the beach. Five pools, an adults only pool included. Ooh. In there. Mm. Cabanas, hammocks. I like the idea of hammocks. They look like they're cool to take photos on.
I have a
they're hard
hammock.
To get in and out of, aren't they? Oh, great, JC.
You know what's right there on the beach, too, girl?
What?
Water.
Yes.
I can't.
I need the beach in my life
some
right
water.
Now.
It's dude, perfect.
So much water.
Oh, man. I mean, like an ocean man. Full of
perfectly relaxed.
Woo!
Yeah.
You go, girl. Congratulations, baby.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Get that bikini all dusted off.
Get the girls together and get out there. All four of you.
Yeah.
I'm guessing her phone's going to be ringing all morning long. Hold on for us, Kirsten. We'll get you all set up here. We got another trip for you tomorrow morning. We'll do it again. Same thing. Different artist.
A lot of people are having these divorce. I hate to say this to you, Kelly. You're getting ready to get married. But a lot of people are having these divorce parties.
Yes.
Like going out celebrating. I guess, you know, if it was
that. It depends on the situation you're coming out of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it is just this tragic thing. But some people are like, thank you, Jesus, for getting me out of that. Yeah. Let's go celebrate.
Yeah. And the boob party is another popular one.
The boob party?
Yeah, like girls get their new boobs equipment.
Yeah.
And they get like a boob cake and they go out and celebrate.
We're getting new boobies?
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, they get a new.
Kelly, did you have a boob party?
I didn't, but I have heard of those.
In fact, if you'd like to host your next boob party, please give us a call. Or give me a call.
Just to celebrate.
Yeah, if you're having a boo party, please hit up radiodjs.com for your entertainment. We have plenty of DJs ready for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You get instant VIP. Free bucket.
So good. Yep. All right, we got first world problems. We want you to give us a call. We'll open up the phone lines, Kid Nation, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And give us those things you want to complain about, but you feel bad about it because you know.
Thinking about it, you're like, man, if this is my biggest problem, I really don't have anything to complain about.
Look, my truck is so cool and so big, but I, on the night out with my wife the other night, we just went home because I just couldn't find the right parking spot for it. You know?
Yeah.
Hashtag first world problem. Just it wasn't the right spot. I wanted to show it off.
I couldn't park. The valet guy just looked a little bit shady.
Yeah. So we want you to give us a call. Tell us what your first world problem is. Kid Nation, we'll do those next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
Oh.
In our nice brand new studio that we got all set up, if you're watching on Kid TV.
Well, it's not completely
not done yet,
we're a work in progress. It's a fixer-upper.
I don't look as fancy in front of these fancy TVs.
What are you talking about? Yeah, you got to dress nicer.
I got to dress nicer.
You got to match the TV.
First world problem.
First world problem.
It's time for first world problems, Kid Nation. Again, that phone number if you need it, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us what you're dealing with. Like, My speakers hit so hard in my car that it vibrates my rearview mirror and I have to adjust it so often. Hashtag first world problem.
Dang.
Yeah.
Got some booming speakers in there.
Yeah, these are from the text. Or, graduated early from college, now I gotta work. For real.
Yeah. I remember telling myself when I was in college, I'm just never gonna have a job where I have homework. I hated homework. I'm like, I'm just not gonna have homework anymore. Not true.
No.
Not true.
At all.
Yeah.
You remember when you were a kid and you're like, man, I can't wait till I'm an adult and I can wake up later.
Do whatever I want.
Do whatever I want.
Nobody can tell me no or anything.
Yeah, right.
And, no, you don't have, like, summer break.
Spoiler alert, waking up early is lifetime.
Is what?
Your whole lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
My lashes are so long, sometimes they curl under and irritate my eyes. But you look fabulous.
On point.
You look on point. Yeah. Does that happen to you, Jenna?
Oh, I told you. I woke up the other morning. I have them on the bottom and top, and they were like sewn shut.
Yep.
Oh, I had to get a little brush and brush through them.
You got like little eyelash dreadlocks going on?
Yeah, they were tangled up.
We'll go to the phones here with Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
All right, so go ahead.
So I have two little kids, and in the morning, I have to get them dressed, drive them to another town to drop them off at daycare, and then drive to another town to go to work. So I have to go to three different towns before I even get to work in the morning. Hashtag.
Three towns in the one day.
Make me
every
tired.
Every day. That makes me tired thinking about it.
But as long as you listen to us.
Hey, you, yeah. You keep
all
listening.
All the way to work.
Yeah, that's right, Lindsay.
Three
that's
towns,
right. We'll be right along with you.
When is Snapchat?
Getting ratings up.
When is Snapchat going to recognize my black dog's face?
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's rude.
When are they going to get redhead emojis? I can't even post a bride because there's no redheaded bride emoji. Hashtag, I'm mad problems.
I didn't know they didn't have the redhead.
There's no redhead emoji.
That is so rude,
no
Kelly.
Ginge.
Just put a just,
why no ginge?
No.
Just put a redhead. Just put a veil on the redheaded stepchild emoji.
See, redheads get no love.
Look at that, Al.
None.
Coming from a man wearing a red sweatshirt today.
You mock me with your red sweatshirt.
How dare you, Big Al Mac?
My bad.
The clown has red hair.
My bad. We good?
Clown emoji.
I'm just looking.
There you go, Kelly. You don't say none of them have red hair. The clown.
There's no clown bride.
Oh, what if you guys did that? He dresses up like a magician.
You be the clown. They're going to have your own little circus.
Okay, why?
Circus.
Why not? Work.
Why would you think I would do that?
You'd end up on BuzzFeed. Bro Bible would cover it.
The news truck would be back at your house. Again.
Yeah. Like, CNN would probably cover that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Slow news.
There's
desk.
A Ziggy. There's a Ziggy Stardust with pink hair. Yeah. How is there a Ziggy and there's no girl with red
hair? No redhead.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
We gotta fix that. We'll write them, Kelly. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
So I play fetch with my dogs pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And I use a Chunkit so I don't have to actually touch the slobbery, nasty ball.
Yeah, because they do get really gross. That Chunkit thing is that hook-like looking thing that you put the ball in?
Yeah.
It's like an extra arm that extends your arm, so you don't actually have to
grab
the ball yourself.
Cool.
It's,
okay.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So I ran over it about 2 days ago.
Oh.
So now I actually have to pick the ball up with my hands, and it is definitely not as fun to play fetch. Hashtag first world problem.
I tell you what, man. Yeah. Like a slimy hand going on. Ugh. Ugh.
Uh-huh.
How much are those chunkies?
Big dog. How much is that thing?
I think it's like, well, I shop on Amazon, so about $12, but if you get it from PetSmart, it's probably like $15.
Right.
All right, hold on just a second. I'm going to buy you a new Chunkit, okay?
Oh, Big Al.
Yeah, I see the long ones. I'm Amazon. $11.99.
I'm Amazon Prime, too.
Yeah, okay.
Just saying.
All right, hold on for us. Big Al Max going to get you a new one.
I'll buy you a new Chunkit.
That's Big Al's nice deed of the day.
My deed of the day right there.
Uh-huh. From the text, the Italian leather of my new Gucci purse that I got for Valentine's Day is so thick. That it prevents my Audi from reading the
Audi.
Key it prevents my Audi from reading the key fob in my purse. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, wow.
Man, when your purse is that thick.
Wow.
And you're driving an Audi. Or as JC calls it, Audi.
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 ESL.
You can't keep using that as an excuse.
Why?
You've been speaking English for over two decades now.
I know I have.
But I mean, yeah.
I'm going old.
English is now your primary language.
And Audi is German, first of all. So now I got to learn German.
Oh, yeah.
Along with English.
It's so you're saying I speak German? Car speak.
Maintain my Spanish.
Are you okay saying BMW? We should have him go through all
Do we call
cars.
It audio or audio? Riddle me that.
Riddle you that.
Yeah.
Are you
ESL? All right. He doesn't get our slang terminology.
Riddle me that.
You riddle on that one.
Don't you make a point and then you say riddle me that to
no!
make it?
Nobody says riddle me that.
I say riddle me this.
Well, I said it.
You never heard of
you
riddle
never
me
heard
that?
No. Oh my
no,
god. You, okay, listen. When you say it, you say riddle me this and then follow it. When you say it first, you say riddle me that because I already said it.
Do
so
we?
It's that what you're riddling.
Is that
riddling.
What we say
yeah.
in our country?
That's what
never,
I say.
I've never heard that.
I didn't even know about the riddling going on.
Yeah, lots of riddling.
Okay.
Break that off right there. Man, did we just talk to a stop right there. All right, we'll
literally
take
ground the show to a halt.
Yeah, we did.
You heard it first.
Hey, Carlene.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not too much. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. We want to hear about your first world problem.
Well, we were visiting my daughter, and we could not get the place. We were trying to order pizza. Could not get the place's app to work. So we actually had to order online on a laptop.
No.
Yes. Hashtag
first world problem.
Dang, man.
That is, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you got that's us.
That's serious issues right there.
Serious issues. Oh, now we're having Muhammad, who's from a third world country, now would like to share his problem.
First world problem.
Oh. Third world, because every time I say third world, I get chastised right. for that.
Muhammad, where are you
where
from?
Where is exactly the third
hey
world?
Hey guys, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I like my family in the morning.
Oh,
I'm
thank
so glad
you.
This got through. I've never felt that I was going to do this.
Oh, that's man.
Cool. Where
I'm
are you
glad
from?
You got through, buddy.
Yeah, I'm from Egypt, actually, which is a pretty cool place. Shout they out. Have everything. Life is perfect over there. No problem.
Yeah.
And I moved with an old company to Texas. So whenever I go to Central Market, I became so undecisive the last 3 years. I don't know half of the cheese types. I have no idea what are all these fruits. Like, every time I go to get something, I go back
that.
With so much different things and so much stuff that I have no idea how to open it or start eat it with the feed or
yes.
do you just cook it or no idea. Shampoos, everything. You have abundance of stuff. How you guys choose stuff?
It's awful. It's no American excess.
Well, you know, Whole Foods does have a tech there. Support line. You can just call them and get instructions
well,
on how
to go to Central Market.
Yeah.
It's yeah. crazy. It's crazy. It's like I tell the cashier, like, guys, you really need to appreciate this place. It's crazy. I cannot choose anything, and I buy weird things every time. I just pick up.
What's your
stuff.
Muhammad? What's your favorite discovery from the grocery store? Food, anything? What's your favorite?
I don't
thing?
Know the name of it. I forgot for sure. But it's like a red fruit, like an octopus. It looks like an alien. I don't know what.
Oh,
it's.
Pomegranate?
No, not the pomegranate. Something like you open it and it's very juicy. And slimy from inside. It looks like an octopus.
It might be an octopus.
An octopus?
Yeah. Look at that.
Like a passion fruit, maybe?
A passion fruit? A star fruit?
Star fruit, maybe.
Oh, look at that. Well, Muhammad's,
I don't remember what's the name of
Muhammad's first world problem is that he has too much to choose
too
from.
Many food
too many options. At the,
you don't want to really go online and check reviews because you will find a million things because the phone, like the network is so fast, so you can just sit in front of the fruit. Okay, what is the best then? Whatever.
Oh,
and
Googled.
Then you would find like a million other things and you get so more confused.
Panic.
And that's it. You're lost. You're
we
done.
Love you, Muhammad, dude. Thank you for calling, dude.
Oh, man.
All right. Enjoy. You guys have fun.
All right. Bye, Muhammad. Good luck at the grocery store next time.
I mean, at
I
least
bet
he
that's
buys
overwhelming
stuff.
To move. Yeah.
I would go in and get so overwhelmed at Etsy, I would walk out.
Oh, I know.
Because everybody in there seems to know how the system worked
with
me. Now I've been in there nothing watched, so I figured it out. I would panic and walk out with nothing.
I like going to Starbucks when you don't speak Starbucks.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Especially when you graduate college for the longest time, I thought the only food source was ramen.
Yeah.
I want to know this octopus fruit he's talking about.
We'll have to look for it.
Google.
Looks like
fruit
an onion?
That looks like an octopus, but is, what did he say, slimy really? Inside?
Slimy and gooey on the inside.
Must be good, though.
It must be really good. Thank you everyone for writing and let me know that you use Riddle Me That as well. And that you're American as
riddle
well.
Riddle me that.
Thank you. Thank you. See, Al? I'm not the only one.
I knew there's Riddle Me This, but I never heard of Riddle Me That.
Riddle Me That. The Riddler. All right, we got another love letter. The love letter to Kelly week continues. We got one for you coming up next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
K92. Kelly Raspberry, are you ready to solve some love problems for people?
Yes, I am, JC.
All right. Our designated love expert, Kelly Raspberry, has been through it all. That's why she's able to give you the advice you need to better your life.
Mm-hmm.
In a segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 38 and pregnant with my first child.
Yay.
It's a boy.
Yay.
He was unplanned. Shout out. But my husband and I are very happy. He has an 8-year-old daughter who's very excited to finally have a little sibling. My problem is that I feel alien in my own body and super unattractive. I am nearly 5 months along, and I'm not huge yet, but none of my clothes feel quite right anymore. Dad-to-be says I look beautiful, but honestly, he has to say stuff like that, right? Do you have any advice on maternity style? I look to you as someone who has also had his child in the 30s and has been through it before, and that's from Aaron. And guess what? Erin's on the phone with us right now, so you can actually talk to her. Yeah, hi, Erin.
I can talk Erin through this.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hi. Congratulations.
Hey. Yes.
Thank you.
Erin, I'm going to tell you something. I had a horrible time dressing my... I'm not giving you much hope here.
Oh, boy.
It's hard,
I
right?
had the worst time dressing myself during pregnancy. I was not an attractive pregnant woman. I'll just be honest. I never felt more unattractive in my life. You know, some people are pretty. They have that pretty glow. But listen, you have to believe what your husband's telling you.
Because
a man, you're carrying his child. To him, you are the most beautiful creature on the planet right now. So accept that. Dressing for it is another thing. It's hard.
What are those dresses called? The maxi dresses?
The maxi
flowy?
Dresses. Yeah.
They look weird on you. I mean, they look so pretty in catalogs and online. And then you put them on. And they look like you're wearing
I get it. But, I mean, you're just going to have to maybe start just thinking outside the box. At the time, there were some consignment stores that were selling maternity wear.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be able to Google, like, maternity consignment. So you don't spend a lot of money.
What about just doing the stretchy, you know, black pants, pants with oversized sweaters and stuff?
Yep, you can do that.
Yeah,
you could also go into your husband's closet, maybe wear some of his shirts.
Yeah.
I borrowed so many clothes from a friend of mine because I knew at that point that was probably going to be my only pregnancy. And I'm too practical to go out and buy a huge wardrobe. I just wouldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, I don't know where you're calling from. I mean, I've got a list of some recommendations I could make probably, but I'll be honest, I never felt pretty when I was pregnant. My stomach was a weird shape. It wasn't that pretty. It wasn't that pretty round little ball.
Yeah.
Mine kind of stuck out and then it was flat.
Uh-huh.
It was the weirdest shape. It wasn't a pretty pregnancy shape.
I just feel like right now I look like I've eaten a bunch of pasta. Like I just look
like you feel
sick.
Like you don't look pregnant. You look fat or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
The roundness will come.
Yeah.
It will come towards the end. But for me, it never really got perfectly round.
And Erin, come from a guy who has been through two pregnancies with his wife. When we tell you look, there's something that happens when you're carrying our child that we truly genuinely believe you are the most beautiful thing
That's
on
true.
Earth. And so if he's telling you that, please listen to him because he's telling you from the bottom of his heart.
Okay.
Honestly.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, I would try maternity consignment and I would try, you know, has some really great maternity things. It's like Old Navy.
Really?
Yes. I didn't even know they had a maternity section. Some of the bigger stores do, but they also have them online and those are pretty inexpensive.
Okay.
Okay.
But
those are good ideas.
Yeah, just get something, you know, get like two or three pants that you know that work. Black denim, leggings, those kind of stretchy things.
The ones that have the thing that you could put over your belly too?
Yeah, those never
up.
Work for me.
Oh,
I just got the regular stretchy, you know, just
stretchy
go ahead
pants.
And invest in a good one pair of jeans is really
all you need.
Well, you know what? It's only going to last a few more months. That's the bright
side.
Yeah.
When do you do again?
July. First week of July.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least you're getting it over with. I hate to say that. Over with before the hottest part of summer.
Right.
Because I was pregnant during the hottest part of summer. She was born in October.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And, man, I'll just never forget it. Right when I was done being pregnant, at the end, Target started their maternity line. Have you been to Target?
Yeah, they have that. Yeah.
I haven't.
Honey, you need to go to Target. They have such cute clothes that I'm walking through there, and I start looking for me, and I'm like, oh, these are maternity.
You didn't even know?
Because they look awesome. They have a beautiful, that's their two budget places, Target and Old Navy.
Okay.
Old Navy. I'm telling you, you're going to have good luck there. But Target, you don't even think about that, but they have a wonderful, I think it's called Liz Lang maternity line there.
Liz Lang?
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Aaron, you're gonna be all right. You know what? The worst case scenario, you only got to do it for 3 or 4 more months. Yeah. You know?
And then you're back
well,
to...
Well, that's true. And the end is worth
A
little bit of suffering.
Yeah. Let me tell you what ego. They don't... What maybe your friends haven't told you, and nobody told me until it started happening to me.
What?
Your hair falls out.
Oh, yeah. Because you hold on to it while you're pregnant,
when
right?
you're pregnant, your hair is thick and gorgeous. My hair was rocking. I had this
Somebody complimented my hair the other day.
Yes, it's not because you've got more, this is what the doctor told me after the fact, it's not because you're growing more hair, it's because you're holding on to your hair, because we shed hair every day,
mm-hmm, right.
and we don't even realize it. So your hair is holding on to it because of all the stuff that's going on in your body. But a few weeks after your baby's born, you're thinking, oh, look at this hair. One day you're going to be washing your hair in the shower, and you're going to pull out a clump of hair, and it's going to horrify you.
Oh.
And you're
going
to continue, I'm telling you, and you're going to continue to pull out hair. Do not panic. That is very normal.
Huh. It's good to know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I didn't know because nobody told me. And I started losing, Al and I, we did these engagement photos after I had the baby. I had a receding forehead line. It was awful. What? And I didn't know, but you just have to, like my girlfriend knew it was going to happen to her, so she cut her hair into bangs to cover up the bald patches because she knew it was coming after her first pregnancy.
But then it grows back.
It does grow back. And some people get it back in full, but not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's
so there's your,
a lot of pregnancy
there's your
tips
little
there.
Just warning you when your hair falls out, don't panic.
You'll be all right,
it's
Aaron.
Normal.
You're beautiful, okay? Right.
Thanks, everyone.
Trust your husband.
Congratulations. Have you got a name picked out?
No. We discussed it a little bit, but his last daughter, he actually left the doctor name.
Oh, wow.
Look at the doctor name.
Wow, yeah, he's like, what's the name? And
that's risky.
They didn't have anything, so he just wrote something down.
Well, we'll name him for you if you want.
Okay. Thank you. That's great, and I'll do it.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Alan.
We've never done this before.
Well, gosh. So you can see, if you had another son, what would you name him?
Beckham.
Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
See, and if I had a boy, I was going to name him Nicholas and call him Nick.
Yeah. Or Cruz. I like Cruz.
Let's see. We got a boy. I think I want something with Al in it.
Yeah.
Like maybe Al. Aloysius.
Oh,
Aloysius.
You're
yeah, old. we're not going to do that one.
No?
Aloysius. No offense to all the Aloysians out there.
I was kind of thinking about Gus.
Gus.
Well, that's a cool name.
Those classic names are making a comeback.
Yeah, that's actually a really, really cool name.
I know somebody who named their boy Bear. And it is so cute because now he's a little toddler and he's a little bear, and they call him
it's
Bear.
It's funny that we've started naming babies after animals, and animals get like real human names.
Right.
Bear is my son. Todd is my dog.
Yeah. I saw a baby yesterday named General.
Oh, that's a cool name, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
General.
Yeah. General.
Well, name it. Picking out names is fun.
I also like Bo with the X. Bo.
Bo with the X.
B-E.
Cute.
B-E-U-X. How do you spell it? B-A-U-X?
B-E-U-X, yeah.
Like Bo. Like Go Tigers, Bo.
Yeah.
Bo. Oh, I just do B-E-A-U.
That's a pretty cool name. Well, there's some name ideas for you, Aaron.
I love Bo, though. Bo is great, too.
Keep us posted on what you name him.
All right. I'll let y'all know.
All right.
Yay.
My buddy named his kid Jason Rad. J-Rad.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.